Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. The shiur should be a special schus. Rina Rirat Shiachiu, the schus. Chevet Fega Bas Michal Liz Basia, for Shleima. Hanegito Bas Aliza Naomi, for Shleima. And Zach Shachal Yisrael, Moshe Ben Mezul, Yisuk Ben Bracha, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Sir Leah Bas Rivka. Shalom Heve for Shlema, Vesach Shachol Yisrael, and also to Rav Avraham Masud Ben Penina, for Shalom Shachol Yisrael. The Gemara in Meseches Makis says, Toni Tana Kamed Rav Chizda, Al Chacham taught a brice in front of Rav Chizda, Echad HaMakif Vechad HaNikof. Whether it's a makif or a nikif, loike, because they're both included in the yeser. Makif and the nikif, they both get malchus. The one doing the surrounding of the head, cutting off the sides of the head, shaving off the sides, or the one who is getting it done to him, that's the nikif. Makif's the one doing it. Amalei, manda ochel tamrei barbila. Somebody who eats dates from the kvara, from the thing they eat the dates from, the vessel they eat the dates from. Lucky, he's going to get malchus. In other words, why should the nikif get malchus? He didn't do anything wrong. Just like somebody who eats on Yom Tov tomorrow, that his friend picked Be'isser, so here also this person didn't do an Isser, a person who is a Nikaf. He's not doing an Isser B'Yadayim. The Rivan writes, Ha'oichel tomorrow b'kavora yehe loike b'tmiya k'lo menikav ma'peshe shu loike lav shem bo maisa habe v'lo luki. So lav shem bo maisa, so what's he guilty for? So he shouldn't get malchus. Not that he's not doing an aver at all, but it's a lav shem bo maisa, so what's he getting malchus for? So one who eats dates from a kvara, from a arbala, from a sieve. So he doesn't get flagged. So there his mamish not doing an aver at all. But here, he's doing an aver, but there's no maisa. There are different explanations of why he uses mashal. Akoponim, what's the pshat? So why they both get malchus? So Ava Amar, the makif, so the Gemara answers, Damar l'chamani, Rabbi Yehudi, Damar lav shein bo maisa, like in Allah, this is Rabbi Yehuda, who teaches that if it's a lav, she'en bo maisa, get malchus. Lav she'en bo maisa, you get malchus. So therefore, the person who's a nikif gets malchus. Out lav she'en bo maisa. Rav Amar makif la'atzmai. Rav gives another teretz. He says the Brisa explains referring to one around is does it to himself. He's makif himself. Divrei hakol. And he's flogged and gets malchus because he did a maisa. So that's why the nikif gets malchus. Now, the Chivon writes that he's the makif la'atzmai, the Chivon says a chiddush, is chayev talti. Mishum makif u mishum nikif. Yisal kadai tachamin alo luki ala chadu kamash malon. So you might think that he's only chayiv one. So kamash malon, that he's chayiv two. He's chayiv alts makif and alts nikif. Even though the maisa of hakafa is only one maisa. But the fact that he's a nikif, the fact that he's a nikif also gives him malchus. He gets malchus twice. So this that he's chayev twice for makif and for nikuf, when he's makif himself, we find something similar to this in Sanhedrin, and daf nun hey amin aleph, b'ma'ore be'atzmai, he's chayev mishum shoychev mishum nishkuf, that when a person's makayim, the iser of mishkuf zocher with himself, he does penetration himself, so he's chayev al tshoychev and al tnishkuf, being the one doing the penetrating and being the one penetrated. It's two isulin. Kainza kosav Rambam perakimu me'avod ezorah lachates she'oisa avod ezorah la'atzmai afo pisha lo asa b'yado iloike she'nemer lo isa asa lecha kol pesa v'chol ha'oisa avod ezorah b'yado la'acherim loike she'nemer v'elohe ma'aseicha. That if someone makes avod ezorah for himself, even though he doesn't do it with his hand, in himself, he gets malchus. Shenamar lo yisase lecha kol pesa. Chol ha'oseh avod ezorah. So if he makes avod ezorah for himself, meaning he has someone else do it for him, he didn't do it with his own hands, he gets malchus, because he can't have avod ezorah done for you. And if you do avod ezorah for others, chol ha'oseh avod ezorah b'yado la'acherim, if you do it not for yourself, but you do it for others with your own hands, you get malchus. Elohim ha'aseh lo yisase lecha. And therefore, says the Rambam, if you have both, a person does it with his own hands and for himself, he gets twice malchus. So we see this in three places. We see double malchus for makif and nikif, double malchus for ma'ara atzmai by mishkav zocher, and double malchus for oisa avayde zorah biyadoi la'atzma. However, the Rambam Perikid Beis me avay de zora halacha aleph writes that if a person is megaleach his two sides, he gets two malchus. B'medvar amur b'isham megaleach, but isham mizgaleach eno loike elayim kain siyei ala megaleach. So you only get malchus as a mizgaleach if you helped. But he doesn't say if somebody shaves himself, he gets double malchus al tamakif and nikif. So, like the Rivon writes, that he gets double malchus al tzmakif and nikif. The Rambam doesn't say that. So the Pri Chodesh writes in the Sefer Mayim Chayim that even according to the Rambam, im gilach es atzmai loike shtayim, that if he shaves himself, he gets double malchus, as Rova says in the Gemara, and even though Rav Ashi says that we're talking about Nisayeya, that's when the Nikuf gets it. He's not arguing. They're just saying two different siulim. When's the Nikuf going to get Malchus? Either he himself is the Makif, or he's a Nisayeya. And he brings a Raya that it's Rav Ashi himself who says in Sanhedrin Nun Hei, Mar Ba'atz Mochai Mishim Sheikh of Nishkav, so you're two double. However, Mipashtus Loshen HaRambam, it's not Mashma that way. He says if you shave off both sides, you get two. But not makif and nikuf, because if you shaved off both sides, you get four. Because on each side, you're a makif and a nikuf. So two for each. Not only that, the Rambam should have been explicit about a din that's mevur b'gemore. So therefore, the explanation is, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Rav Nosson Zatzal. The Rambam holds that Rav Ashi doesn't hold of the Teretz of Rava, and he holds Makif as Atzma, only Chayv one, and that's why the Rambam's paskening. And so appears from the Rif, writes Tani Tamei Kamei Deru Chizda Echad Makif Vakenik Loike Vukme Rav Ashi Meseyad Avleik Oisem Maisel Fikach Loike. So he doesn't b'chal bring the Teretz of Rava of the Makif as Atzma l'Chayv Shtayim. He says the nikuf is a misayeya, and that's when the nikuf gets it. And it's known that Beroiv Mekoimis, the Rambam guide in the Shita of the Rif. And here also he's going in the Shita of the Rif. We have to understand, Maishna Ma'ores Atzmoi, that Rav Ashi holds his Chayev Shtayim, Makif is Atzmo, he doesn't hold his Chayev Shtayim. So it would appear Dafka B'Ma'ores Atzmoi, where there are two Lavim Miyuchadim, there's one for being the Sheikhev, the active party in this terrible Aveira, and one being the Nishkov, like we see in the Sig in Sanhedrin 54b. Vezacha leisishkav lamadim atzhar lasheichev atzhar leNishkav minayin. Tamad loyim lo yakodesh. So there are two isuchim, one out sheichev, one out Nishkov, and therefore b'me'ores atzmoi chayev sai mishum sheichev and sai mishum Nishkov. You chayev for both. The person's chayev for both. Lo alein rachman v'tzlan. These are two separate, two distinct isurim. Also, somebody does have a desire b'yadoi la'atzmai. He's over two lavim miyuchadim, like we see in the Rambam, because they're two distinct isurim. Hashem came the lav of lois sakifu, and we learn it from the lashon of the pasuk. That it's echad amakif, echad anikaf, as the Rivan says. It's in plural. But then there aren't two separate isurim, an isur on the makif and an isur on the nikif. The Torah's hakpada is that his head shouldn't be mukaf. And the isur is betachlis hapa'ula, that his head is mukaf. And therefore it's true that both the makif and the nikif get it, because they both cause that he should be mukaf. And they're both over on hakpada of the Torah, just the nikif needs to be misaya, otherwise it's a lav shem b'maisa. Nevertheless, when he himself is the makif and the nikif, he can't be mechayev mishtayim because he only caused one isser. So it's one isser that there are two parties to this isser. But if he's the only party, the isser only gets one malchus. But in other cases where there's two isurim, for example, ma'ale be'atzmai or oisav v'tizor be'yadei la'atzmai, so in those cases, they're two distinct isurim, and therefore they're going to be two sets of malchus. In the Sefer Asvan Doiraisa of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yosef Engels Atzal, he was Meir Midivrei Rambam, Perek Hei Mihilchos Nezirus, Halacha Yud Aleph, Nazir Shegilach Se'ora Achas Loike, Echad HaMigaleach Ve'echad HaMizgaleach. Nazir was Megaleach, one hair, that's Malchus, the guy doing it and the guy being done to. A Nazir that shaves off his whole head only gets one set of Malchus, and if they gave him Asur on every hair, he gets Malchus on every hair. Wow, it's a lot of Malchios. So we see Megaleach Atzma is only Chayiv once. Why? Since Echad HaMegaleach V'Echad HaMizgaleach, so why don't we give him double trouble? So that's double Malchus. That's the Kasha of the Asvin Doiraisa. Why is a Megaleach Atzma only Chayiv one set of Malchus? Should be Chayiv double for being a Megaleach and being a Mizgaleach. He also asks from the Rambam, Hilchas Evel 3:5, one's Metame is a coin loike. So a coin of Metame is Atzma should get two. Mitu Metame and Mishum Nitma. So to the Rambam Kelayim, somebody's Malbish Chaver Kelayim loike. So if he's Malbish Atzma, we should get two. So those are the kashas of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef Engels itself. However, Lidal Kainu was a Shapil. But according to what we're saying, it's very good. Because b'ma'ara atzma v'osav v'dizara v'yadah la'atzma, they're two distinct lavim. Hashem came b'nazir, there's only one lav. Lo sar lo yavor b'roishoy, lo yavor hu lo yavir la'achir, it's one iser. Torah was makbich lo yavor tar b'roishol nazir. Anyone's involved gets malchus, echad ha'megalech l'zeh with them. Because they both caused it, but it's not two distinct isurim. So to matam yitzchol ma'eshchir kalayim, there's only one lav. The akpad of the Torah is that the Kohen shouldn't be tamei. The akpad of the Torah is that the Kohen is that a person shouldn't wear kalayim. So whoever's involved gets malchus, but they're not two distinct isurim, and there was only one set of malchus. Mashenken over here, where they're two distinct isurim, when it comes to me'ares atzmo, when it comes to oisav v'dizara b'yado la'atzmo, then he's going to get two sets of Malchus. And for Enfert, the Kasha of Asvin Doiraisa, Ein Sham Od, and Mirtz Hashem, I hope we're Zocha to revisit this Sugya, as there is a lot to say. So please stay tuned. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.